Hello everyone and welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is the Explorer Licking Vibrating 2-in-1 Male Penis Vibrators from Best Vibe. So this is, I'm not really sure, this is called a penis vibrator. I guess you can call it that. It's a masturbatory aid. It's not hands-free. You're not really having sex with it. You're not putting your penis in anything. Like, you know when you jerk off, your fingers go around your dick? Well, this, like your fingers, goes around your dick. What this does is this adds a vibrator functionality, and this one in particular adds a vibrating tongue. And there's a percussion vibrator. So I have several toys like this. Let me show you some of the toys that I've used in the past. Okay, so this is a similar toy to these sorts of toys. In fact, this one of my stand, like, I've had this one for years. I love this toy. What it is, it's just a rubber pocket. And inside is these really powerful bullet vibrators. And they're horizontal. So one's here and one's here. And your penis has to, like, basically fit inside this pocket. And then these, like, powerful vibrators basically vibrate on the underside of your dick. And it feels really good. The downside of this is because it's not snug. If you're aimed up, that your cum will drip out all over yourself, and that's not fun for anyone. Then I've recently reviewed this Leighton, it looks like a grenade, but it's really cool. It's a pocket pussy, right? So right here, here's the pocket pussy, and your dick goes in it just like a regular pocket pussy, but it's got a really powerful vibrator. Like, I'll just turn it on just to show you. It's got a stupid powerful vibrator. You can see the little lips vibrating. The advantage of these types of toys isn't that they simulate sex, is that they feel really good. Like, just like a girl's, like, vibrators, vibrations going through your dick feel really good. But obviously a girl's vibrator isn't made for a man's genitals. So this is a vibrator for us. So both of these have their pros and cons. Having it closed like this allows you to come in it without getting it everywhere. But, you know, having it open like this, it feels more natural. Like, because when you jerk off, you know, your hand is open. You're not, like, fucking inside of your hand like that foot thing I reviewed a few weeks ago. So there's that. Now, the way this works, on the back, there's a power button and then the tongue button. So you hold down the power button. You see the lights come on. And then it says low, medium, high, and then it has, like, the patterns. You're familiar with the patterns, but the vibrator's right here. You might be able to see it with the pattern. You can kind of see the camera doesn't pick up, but when I put on patterns, sometimes the pattern. Well, here, let me. You can see it. It's pretty powerful. All right, so this is just a vibration. I've reviewed toys like this before that just has a percussion vibrator, and these feel really good. It's definitely a step up from just jerking off with your hand. But of course, what we're here for is the tongue. And the thing about the tongue, let me turn this off, the tongue is independent. So this bottom one is the power button for the vibrator. So I could turn the power on, but instead of clicking the bottom one again to activate the vibrator, I'm gonna click the tongue. Okay, and this is the lowest setting. I would say the lowest setting is probably the most realistic setting, because, you know, the human tongue can only flick so quickly. Is this being picked up by the camera? Kind of. It's actually, I know it looks like it's moving really slow. It's actually moving really fast. It's just that the camera is only picking it up. That looks wild. It looks like it's, like, gently flicking in the breeze, but it's actually spinning really quickly. But the camera's not picking it up. Let me turn the speed up. Okay, so this is medium. That looks a little bit more accurate to what it actually looks like in reality. Let me turn it to high. Oh, okay. I guess this is low and high? Because now it's doing, like, a pattern. Anyway. Yeah, we got that. Anyway, so you get the picture. You get the picture. You turn the tongue off. And of course, you can combine them. You can turn the vibrator onto high and then turn the tongue on. All right, so now what you do is, you know, you put your dick in You're going to feel the percussion vibrations on the underside of your dick. And then, you know, you use this to kind of like squeeze your dick down on it. And that, it feels good. And then while you're like rubbing your dick with the vibrator, then this tongue is licking the tip of your dick. So it's like getting a hand job with the girl licking the tip of your dick while she's jerking you off. Like a pseudo blow job, like when the girl is jerking you off and then she sucks your dick for a bit and she goes back to jerking you off with her spit. It's like that. Like that part of the blow job where she's more or less jerking you off, but she's also like licking the tip of your dick, essentially catching her breath, let's be honest. If that's your favorite part of the blow job, is when she's licking the tip of your dick while she's jerking you off, then that's what this toy aims to replicate. You're gonna feel the vibrations as you hold it against your dick, and then the tongue is gonna massage the tip. Now, if you put enough pressure on it, you will stop the vibrations with the tongue anyway. So you don't wanna try to like force it on it, but it does feel good. It does feel good. However, it can feel intense, because I don't know if you've ever like rubbed just the tip of your dick while you're masturbating. It doesn't feel that good. Like, you don't want to go right onto the tip. It's too intense. So the only downside of this flicking tongue is because it's really only, you only feel this on the tip of your dick, it can be too intense, because the tip of your dick it's where most of the nerves are. And maybe you don't want direct stimulation, you want indirect stimulation. But it feels good. All right, so to turn it off, you just hold down the power button. This is the charge cable, USB powered. It hooks on with magnets. So you plug this into a USB, hook the magnets up, it recharges. This shiny part doesn't do anything as far as I know. And that's about it. So the toy vibrates, the toy is the flicky tongue. The downsides of this toy obviously are it's open. So when you're about to orgasm, you need to aim it somewhere. If you just come all over the toy, it's going to go everywhere. You're going to have to clean it up. Again, that's the advantage of toys like this that are closed. You can come in them and then you just rinse them out. And then, you know, you don't have to worry about cleaning any cum up. With toys like this, you have to be cognizant of when you're about to come and you have to aim it somewhere. The good news is it's super easy to clean. You literally just open it up, rinse it off in the sink, and you're done. You don't even really have to dry it. It'll just air dry. So the trade-off is, you know, easy to clean, but also, you know, you have to aim your cum somewhere unless you want an even bigger cleanup job. All right, price. So this retails at $52.98, which is pretty pricey. I mean, it's not overpriced. I would say this is like $50 to $75 is about average for a deluxe toy like this. Like, this has two functions. It has the vibrating tongue. It has the percussion vibrator for your dick while you masturbate. I get why it's this expensive. It's still pricey. You know, at the end of the day, this is basically a masturbatory enhancement. You could get a more complete toy for about the same price. So this is more for people who really like blowjobs, and specifically like the part of the blowjob where you're getting the hand job and the girl's licking the tip of your dick while she's jerking you off. If that's your favorite thing, then this is a toy to at least check out. But it is pretty pricey at $52.98. However, I do have a 20% off coupon code. So that's about all I have to say. It's a good toy. Just be aware of what it is, what it's for, if this toy fits into what you want to do, and also be aware of the price, but you can save 20% with my coupon code. So there you go. I have nothing really to add. It's a good toy for what it is. So if this interests you, check it out, save 20%. Thank you, Best Fire, for sending me this toy. Remember the coupon code. It's good for the whole site. So maybe you don't like this toy, but they might have another toy on the website that you might be interested in. Go ahead and check it out. Check out the whole website. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you for watching. This is Turfling Monkey, and I'll see you next time.